Ny episode av Relasjonspodden ute nå.
Hva gjør du når kjæresten egentlig bare synes du bra nok til å ha med I familiesammenhenger, men ikke blant kompiser?
I tillegg har vi et lite tips til deg med inntørket sexliv og til deg som lever med en narsissist. Variert episode.
Hør Relasjonspodden gratis der du hører podcast.
Hei dere, velkommen til oss. Vi Biohacking Girls, din podcast for optimal helse.
Vi to jenter bak rattet. Dette Monica.
Og dette Alette. Vi biohacking-kollegaer og legger sammen våre erfaringer og kunnskap for å inspirere deg til å ta fatt på biohacking for å optimalisere helsen din.
Vi følger med og setter forstørrelsesglass på trender og siste forskning og snakker med verdens toppeksperter innen trening, life coaching, helse og biohacking.
Du klar for å starte med konkrete hacks, lytte til din egen kropp og ta fatt på din helsemessige reise sammen med oss?
Vi ønsker naturlig tilnærming til helsen vår, og vi snakker til både menn og kvinner.
Du kan gjerne gi tilbakemeldinger til oss under podcasten her og slå gjerne til med en god stjerne.
Du finner oss også på Instagram og Facebook. Du klar? Velkommen!
EMF, det står for elektromagnetiske felt, og det finnes to former her på jorden. Vi har den naturlige elektromagnetiske feltene som strålene fra solen og jordens magnetfelt. Disse svært støttende for livet vårt, og vi hadde ikke kunnet overleve på denne jorden uten disse. Men problemet det oppstår med disse non-native EMF-ene. Dette elektromagnetiske felt som ikke native, og det betyr at de ikke naturlige på jorden. Det noe vi mennesker har skapt gjennom vår teknologi.
Helt riktig. Vi har jo snakket en del om EMF I løpet av disse årene på podcasten, men vi har aldri hatt en episode om det. Men vi har snakket om det innimellom I forhold til beskytt oss mot stråling, og, ja, og noen ler av oss, og noen synes vi helt på bærtur og ber å slappe av, mens andre tar det alvorlig og tror det knyttet til både sykdom og stress og en følelse av å være utbrent. Og I dag skal vi snakke mye mer om EMF, hvor du mest utsatt, og dessverre deler med deg at selv inni den tjukkeste jungelen du utsatt for stråling. Du kommer ikke unna det, uansett om du I naturen. For det med mennesker slipper ut elektromagnetisk energi vi ikke kan unnslippe fra oss selv.
Ja, det vi rett og slett inni denne EMF-en hele tiden. Vi kan skylle på mobiltelefoner, vi har trådløse nettverk overalt, vi sitter inne I disse mikrobølgeovnbilene våre og kjører rundt og tror vi kjempe miljøaktivister. Vi skulle bare visst hva det gjorde med helsen vår. Så det overalt hvor vi fraktes, altså tenk på bare en hårføner og på mikrobølgeovn du har. Du kan gå over til gass kanskje på komfyren I stedet for at den også på strøm.
Men det helt riktig at vi kan ikke unnslippe det, og det skader cellene våre. Så hvordan kan man leve videre I dette miljøet vårt da, når EMF ikke slutter, det forsvinner ikke? Vi må rett og slett se på løsninger, vi må lære teknikker å beskytte oss, og kanskje til og med inkludere en del produkter. Og I dag kommer med oss CEO I Centropics, han heter Nick Gleim, han sitter I Tyskland, Og vi har jobbet med Centropics på flere av våre eventer. De har vært med på alle biohacking weekene og kommet tilbake 20. april. Og disse cloud-mattene har vært så heldige å teste ut. Og bruke en sånn liten bubble som har rundt halsen for å beskytte oss mot EMF. Det et veldig spennende felt her.
Nick Gleim, han ekspert innen PEMF-teknologi med over 25 års erfaring, og I 1999 grunnla Nick sin første produksjonsrunde av produkter som med PEMF-elektronikken. Og jeg tror det at vi mennesker, vi såpass smarte at vi klarer å komme oss unna dette og finne løsninger så vi fortsatt kan leve.
Så dere, lyttere, vi skal snakke om EMF, og vi skal snakke om PMF. Velkommen til Biohacking Girls, din podcast for optimal helse.
finally, Nick Gleim, you are here with us, the Biohacking Girls. We have been back and forth about this, and we are so excited to finally meet you and talk all about this exciting field.
How are you?
Oh, thank you for asking. That's always a good start. I'm doing very, very good. Actually, yeah, full of energy. Another day in paradise, isn't it true?
So what makes you so energetic? Where does the health come from?
Yeah, first of all, meeting you. But second, for sure, our products, you know, what I'm just wearing here, the bubble or the cloud. Yeah, right on. You have one too, right? This is pure natural energy you're getting.
We're going to dig into that because we're so excited to talk about you and the philosophy around Centropics. But first of all, we need to go into the electromagnetic field. So our listener can understand what the EMFs are doing to our health. Can you please explain?
Yeah, maybe we have to divide here because there are good ones and there are bad ones. And I think that question is towards the bad ones first, right? And there is a huge exposure of bad electromagnetic fields, especially in the last 10 years. And it's an unbelievable number. That is a one with 18 zeros. That's what we call a quintillion. And compared to 10 years ago, that's the number, how much it exposed in the last 10 years. And that number comes from Sweden, from the Karolinska Institute, from Professor Dr. Ole Johansson, who explored that topic. And, you know, with all the satellites we have going on and Wi-Fi and, you know, cell phones all over and augmented driving and camera and whatnot, you know, we are constantly bombarded with those bad electrofields, what we call e-smog, electrosmog, right? And if you ask me, that can't be very healthy.
But how about the healthy versions of electromagnetics? Can you share some thoughts about that too?
The good side, you mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, actually, our own planet has an own what we call a geomagnetic field, right? It is a very low intense and a very low frequency field, and each life grew up. And that's the natural energy I'm talking about, you know, with low intensity and low frequencies. And that is actually good for our health, for our recovery, and for our energy level. But, you know, when it comes to electrosmog, right, then we are talking about mega gigahertz and whatnot, and not natural fields created by us humans, right? And that is not healthy.
But is it so that the electromagnetic from the Earth is not as good anymore, that we have actually kind of ruined it?
Yeah, we are living in skyscrapers, kind of, right? We are bombarding our planet with concrete. Yeah, we are wearing shoes and sitting in cars, sitting on batteries, kind of, and whatnot, right? And that definitely has an influence, right? I mean, all that nasty electrosmog we are producing does kind of interfere or bombard our natural geomagnetic field. And then you may heard about that in the last 100, 200 years, our own geomagnetic field lost on intensity. That has to do what they call a natural process. Actually, the magnetic north and south pole are moving. What I heard, the magnetic north pole is above Europe now. And the theory is that he's going more towards south until both poles are shifting, kind of. And by that, our geomagnetic field loses on intensity, on strength, right? And this is a missing gap of natural energy.
So like a regular morning for you and many people and us, everybody, we wake up with our cell phones, we go downstairs, watch television and eat breakfast, we go into the microwave oven of a car, with radiation. We go to work, and many people work with computers all day. Then we go home and we binge in front of Netflix before we fall asleep with the phone in our hands.
Correct. We call it screen sick.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice life. But we cannot escape from it. We cannot escape from this kind of a world. We need to live in it and manage it in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, life is smart, most likely, and we can adapt to the most things, but it takes years. It takes generations, most likely 5 to 6 generations. And but the question is what we are doing meanwhile, correct?
Could you dare to guess what's happening to the human biology within 5 or 6 generations?
Yeah, that it kind of rebuilds the strengths and that we are just more resilient against all that bombardment, right? And that we can handle it better. If we can do that 100%, I'm not so sure, actually, because constantly we are inventing other technologies, new technologies are bringing new kind of electrosmog. And I'm not so sure if Mother Nature can be on the same speed as we humans are. It's kind of crazy, right? Our knowledge basement explodes or doubles all 7 years. Isn't that true? So that's high speed.
So, Nick, you work with Centropics. Could you start telling a little bit about the company and the background?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Since 30 years, I'm right now in the area of PEMF. Stands for pulsed electromagnetic fields. And actually, it's been used all over the world to get more energy, to really do something for your wellness and health and well-being, right? And this is one of the most efficient ways to really do that. And 3 years ago, I founded Centropics. And our mission actually is really to educate the marketplace. And what we are doing is we are collecting the best know-how in that space of PEMF. We are doing there quite good job. Professor Dr. Kafka, the grandfather of the modern PEMF application, is with us. Professor Dr. Harms is a milestone. And others are really in our science board to create the latest technology for our users. And obviously, there are huge differences when you compare PEMF devices. And we were able to close there an innovational gap because the last 25 years, not a lot of innovation were happening in that industry. And we filed there 3 new patents and brought something very, very new, very efficient on the market. And what I'm wearing here is also a little PEMF, but that has more to do with kind of, let's say, buffering the problems of our Schumann frequencies and fields.
Yes, I feel left out without the bubble in the company of you two today. But could you please just explain for our our listeners what the PEMF technology is and how it works?
Yeah, of course. Very simple words, you run current through coils, right? And at any time we are doing that, those coils are producing an electromagnetic field. And if you do that in a very smart way and you are using low intensities, so strengths and low frequencies combined with a very special signal shape. So actually it would be better to show it on the screen, but I try to do my best to just explain it with my words. Then you really can activate molecules in your body. And it is just the questions how good and how many molecules you can activate. And that does have a huge well-being, health outcome for our users, which means in simple words, By activating the highest number of molecules, you are strengthening your resilience, right? Like you do it in simple words, with a good diet, with good movement, so exercising, right? Drinking good water and whatnot. What are you doing? You're strengthening your resilience. Comparable to PEMF, you get the best PEMF, the best signal, and then you're getting the best resilience, the best natural energy, okay? That's in simple words. I could go very deep into the physics, but I'm not so sure if that is a good thing.
No, we will keep it simple. So in this PEMF world that we are living in, this smog, we need the PEMF, your products, to combat this. Is that how I understood it?
Yeah, in simple words, the bad electrosmog constantly seeks energy out of you, constantly. We need a lot of energy to fight against that not natural bombardment, right? So that means you have constantly a lack of energy. That's why people are feeling so exhausted, talking about burnout, talking about fatigue, talking about I have not enough energy to go through my day and whatnot, right? And yeah, on the other side, then you need more energy. However, you gain that by a good lifestyle. That's a first step. But also using PEMF to raise that energy level, to be prepared, resilient, to fight against that bad electrosmog.
So you're actually a solution, Centropics is a solution to the problem of EMF.
Yes, in very simple words, definitely.
Okay, so we gain weight, we feel burned out, we feel tired, because we have created a society which is supposed to be easier for us.
Yeah, right.
But that comes with a consequence. And how did you come up with the ideas of producing mats and the bubble and everything? What did you look for?
Oh, yeah, in simple ways, we were looking for the most comfortable, easiest way to really fight against those problems. And just to be honest, we humans are a little bit lazy, aren't we? And that means you need to make it simple. You need to make it very simple and user-friendly that we are doing it, right? And this is why we created the cloud PEMF in a way where you just can use it wherever you want with very simple hitting the button thing kind of, and you're just good to go. It's in a size that you can fit it into a purse and whatnot, right? And you really can carry it with you. We produced here that little pendant, right? Because you easily can wear it over your solar plexus area, and that makes it very comfortable because you constantly get fed with those, with this natural energy by doing nothing, just wearing it, and it looks nice.
Yeah, perfect. It looks very nice. And now I also seen that you have it in like different colors, so you can style yourself with the bubble.
Absolutely.
But is there any specific health conditions that you know will be better using the cloud, the mat, for example?
Yeah, let me say it that way. We are a wellness and fitness company / products. So that means we are not allowed to do medical claims. But let me ask you that. If you have any kind of, let's say, discomfort in your joints, as an example, right? Then I'm gonna place a question here. Do you think that your bones, your tissues surrounding that joint, existing out of molecules? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Of course it does, because everything exists out of molecules.
Yes.
And what we do here with our PEMF devices, we activate molecules. And that is what we can say from the wellness perspective. Right. So now you just have to think about by yourself if activating the molecules surrounding your problem can help. Yes or no?
Healing, yes. healing. Yeah.
I haven't said that, but you are allowed to do whatever you say.
But Nick, isn't it enough to just go on the grass and lay down and get the earthing energy?
Yeah, that is actually, that's a first good step. You're absolutely right. But to be honest, it's not enough. That would be nice. We all would just lay down, right? But no, it's not. You have to change a lot of other things in your lifestyle. And we are not moving that much anymore, right? And that would be a first huge step. And again, that geomagnetic field and the Schumann frequencies and fields, they are diminished and actually kind of destroyed because of our, let's say, human doings. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So nature is not that what it was anymore.
Solens stråler vår viktigste energikilde ved å øke vitamin D og serotoninnivå. Og det klart at dette å være utendørs på en strand eller i en skog eller i marka, det booster humøret og det gir oss en skikkelig fin glød.
Men som alt i livet balansen nøkkel til god helse. Og dette gjelder også for solstrålene. Og i disse ukene så sitter vi og skriver og jobber på stranden i Sør-Spania med utrolig mye herlig sol.
Vi ambassadører for Skinomes nye solkrem som innfrir alle kriteriene vi stiller som biohackere, og vi rett og slett særdeles opptatt av dette med hudhelse. Denne solkremen inneholder mineralfiltre, zink og prebiotika som gir en balansert beskyttelse mot UVA og UVB-stråler.
Som Skinomes fantastiske hudpleiserie også solkremen utformet for å beskytte hudens naturlige mikrobiom. Og vi vil gjerne bruke produkter som viser seg igjen i en naturlig og frisk hud.
Denne føles som en lett og behagelig dagkrem. Den luktfri og delikat. Jeg kommer til å bruke denne i hele sommer. Hva med deg, Monica?
Jo, samme her, særlig når det blir for mange timer utendørs. Du kan jo sjekke ut hjemmesiden skinome.com, det altså skinome.com, og benytte deg av vår rabattkode på 20%. Koden Biohacking Girls. Tyve.
So the cloud, it's like a mattress. Not everybody has seen it, but we are so happy to have Centropics in every biohacking weekend congress that we have every year, so people can come and try. And it's always very popular. People are like lined up to try the mats.
Awesome. But,
yeah, and for the listeners who hasn't been to our congress yet, but probably and hopefully are coming, could you explain how the cloud mat works and how it looks like?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have here a camera, right?
Yes, but we are
so
just...
I can show it, actually.
Yes,
there we go.
There you go. This is what we call the cloud mini applicator. And it's folded at the moment, right? And I can unfold it right now. And and then you have, let's say, half of a body size to apply it on your back or wherever you want, right? And it's very comfortable. And you just can fold it. And by that, you're raising the intensity and make it very mobile and fitting into a small bag as an example. Right. We have the same applicator in a full body size, what we call the maxi applicator. And and again, that little pendants here, the B2. And you are right. Actually, you can call it a mattress or let's say a flying magic carpet if you would like to, because we just intelligently involved their coils and the electronic is also embedded into those applicators here, right? That you don't have to have big bulky control devices with huge cables to the coils and whatnot, right? Everything in the cloud is embedded and by that very mobile, lightweight and actually app-driven if you would like to, but you don't have to use our app. But it will give you more features for sure.
So if you have a knee pain or an injury, could you just wrap that mattress up in a little package and
put
it around? Yeah, and you put it around your knee.
Like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can wrap it around your neck, along your spine. Absolutely.
And how is the effect backed by science, can we see? Have you researched that you can see that there's improvement?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We did. And actually, we are running the hugest study ever been made in the space of PEMF. And we already took a look into, we opened it up, and we have there 200X, I'm not so sure, 220, 230 patients in already, but our goal is to reach the 1,000, and the results are actually outstanding, and that's a real scientific run by a university study. And the results are outstanding. That's all I can say, because we haven't published it. And, you know, as you may know, staying scientifically means you cannot talk about the results until they are published. But I can let you know that even the university said, wow.
We look forward to, to publish that study. That's going to be really interesting and good. Oh, good on you.
When is that happening?
That will happen in the next 4 to 8 weeks, I'm guessing. Absolutely.
So are you? So then you will publish that study with 250 people and sharing the results after using the CloudMath.
Absolutely. That was before starting the usage and 6 weeks after. So we see there tons of good informations for sure.
So what happens to the inflammation levels in their body?
Let's say it that way, to be compliant. Does inflammations exist out of molecules?
Of course, yes.
So that maybe answers your question already.
So it just disappears?
Yeah.
Are you going to plan a new study when you have finished this one?
Oh, absolutely. We are a science-driven company, and we want to gain more knowledge, and you only can do that by researching it, right? On a scientific level.
And what would you be looking for and researching in the next project?
There I have to ask our scientific board for sure. But, you know, as I said, we are a wellness and fitness device by purpose. And to be there or to stay there, we're going to research wellness and fitness parameters. And as soon as we go into any kind of medical disease or claims, then we are forced to do the jump into the medical device area. And actually, I don't want to be in that corner. If not necessary.
No, it's not necessary. It's going to be harder when you enter that world. But what sets Centropics apart from other similar products on the market?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Simple three patents, foldable applicators, what we call entrain effects. We program that into our programs. And what we call the superposition. First of all, those three patents. Second, that just mathematically, the activation potential to activate molecules is 50 times higher than compared to the most other developed a PEMF signal or signal configuration on the market. And I think that tells you already that it's actually hard to compare, because it's like an old Sony Ericsson, whatever, snap cell phone compared to a smartphone. It's not comparable anymore.
We have seen that in many spa centers, especially in California or Miami and New York, they include PEMF treatments to other treatments. So if you, let's say, had a Theta treatment, you could have the PEMF at the same time. What do you see in the spa world?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. First of all, that's not a problem to have two applications or different applications at the same time, especially when it comes to PEMF. It's quite often combined with red light. application, right? As an example. And especially in your world, in the biohacking world, you know, we try to do everything to live longer, to stay healthier, and just to enjoy life in a good way, right? So why not doing more things than just one? I'm absolutely for that.
Yes. Your colleague, Michaela Jonas, she's also a friend of ours. She's going to come to the Biohacking Weekend. And what we see she's doing with her patients, she treats them and they lay on that cloud mat, as I call it. So they will get like a double effect of the treatment.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, you know, drinking good water and doing the cloud application. You know, water also does exist out of molecules. So you are speeding up the process and potentiate it for sure.
That's great. We are so excited. Just the last word about the bubble before you have to leave, because I bought that because it was cheaper and so easy to use. I wear it 24/7 during night too. Should I do that?
You can do that. Absolutely. No problem. If you like that to do during the night. Otherwise, we just say, you know, don't maybe you take it off during the night, just because natural sleep is one of the most important things. And if you ask the medical world, they tell you don't disturb your natural sleep with anything. And we are following that, but if you like it and you really you can feel it, do it. Go ahead.
So it was because I felt it was comfortable. But anyway, it's so small. But is it still powerful?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is. Typical motto like bigger is better does not count on everything.
Especially no. Not PMFs. Okay, that was wonderful to talk to you. Really nice of you to share your knowledge about it. And we are excited that you are coming to the Biohacking Weekend again this year.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much. This has been enlightening. And have a good rest of your day.
Oh, thank you. And you too. Really enjoy that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Det var gøy å få høre med Nick og få litt mer detaljerte beskrivelser av disse produktene, for vi var jo så heldige at vi har faktisk testet den cloud-matten i 4 uker. Vi brukte den systematisk, og selv om vi da ikke kanskje kjente wow for en forskjell, så det jo det at det jobber inne på molekylær nivå langt inn i cellene våre, og det vet jeg ikke om man kjenner så godt.
Nej, men det är väldigt viktigt att veta om det att det är sånt det jobbar, för det är ju ofta som du husker när Jason Saunders spurte som ja, vilket tillskott har du jo omega 3? Jag känner att det verkar. Nej, men vi vet det gott för oss. Och lite på samma måte så kan PMF också virke. Och vi har ju också med spurten ju om vi ikke bare kunne gå og legge oss på gresset, för det är ju en billigare tillnærming till naturen. Och det är ju klart att då får du jordingen, men du får ikke selve den molekylære prosessen som heles. Og jeg synes også det var veldig interessant å høre at de har såpass mange studier. Jeg gleder meg veldig til å se de komme ut og se alle deltakerne hvordan de har blitt bedre, men han sa at det lover veldig godt.
Ja, kjempespennende med studier. Det trenger vi alltid når det kommer sånne nye ting på markedet. Og den bubblen, den jo så misunnelig på Monica. Nå sitter jeg og ser på deg med den. Den i hvert fall overkommelig. Dette andre jo store investeringer. Men vi jo så heldige at de kommer jo på Biohacking Weekend, og det jo kø for å prøve disse mattene. Så det helt klart at vi har en sånn tiltrekning til det. Og så har jeg også hørt Nick på en YouTube-video hvor han forteller om dyr. Og dyr lyver ikke. Og når den matten ligger, så går dyr automatisk og legger seg på matten, så det noe som skjer der.
Men du, Alette, du vet jo at jeg bestemor til lille Gneis, og da jeg lånte matten av Michaela, så kom Gneis og la seg på den helt matiske, på den låg på sofaen. Jeg elsket det. Det hadde jeg bare trekk på, så han låg og koset seg der. Så det, jeg tror særlig dyr kan lære mye av at de har de naturlige instinktene. Men denne bubblen, den jo en liten dings, som nå skal jeg faktisk, for den har en sånn tråd, en sånn sort tråd, som jeg synes er veldig fin, så nå skal jeg ta så perle, hekle, noen sånne små kjell og perler, så han blir litt kul og fin, så skal jeg henge den. Men han sa at den skal henge ned på solar plexus. Min henger litt for høyt oppe, har jeg skjønt. Og så lurer jeg på om jeg skal droppe ham på natten da, for jeg visste bare ikke bedre. Nå det sånn at når vi biohackere, så det ikke det at vi går inn
inn i alt blindt og ikke tror at vi gjør noen studier på det vi holder på med, for det kostbare ting. Og da det veldig fint å få teste og prøve litt først, som du sier også på Biohacking Weekend, at vi tester ut litt grann og ser om dette er noe vi har lyst til å investere i helsen vår.
Det må vi, og vi må faktisk gjøre noe med EMF-strålingen som vi er utsatt for, og det er faktisk veldig mye vi kan gjøre hvis vi bare tenker oss litt grann om, og vi har masse hacks for å gjøre dette her litt mindre skadelig for oss. Og det første som er veldig enkelt, det er at siste mann som går og legger seg, skruer av wifi'en så den ikke står på hele natten, da trenger vi den ikke.
Jeg tror i hjemmen vi må si at du må ta fram blokken den her og skrive ned disse tipsene, for dette er ting vi skal huske. Så du må si til den som legger seg sist i huset at den må skru av wifi, hvis du holder styr opp med dette. Og heller ikke bruke elektronikk mens den på lading. Så da, lad ferdig skjermene dine, og så bruk de, for da får du minimert og opptaket eller påvirkningen.
Og det er det samme med elektriske biler. Du må ikke sitte i bilen mens du lader. Det ser vi på alle ladestasjoner. Kom deg ut, bruk bena dine, gå litt mens bilen lader. Viktig.
Det som er 5G, du kan finne ut av hvor der er sånne 5G-tårn rundt omkring der du bor, for å beskytte deg enda mer, eller i alle fall vite hvor de stråles fra nord, sør, øst eller vest, men i alle fall skru av 5G fra telefonen. Du trenger det ikke. Altså, har du 5G noen gang på din telefon?
Nei, jeg tror vi to nå, vi har mer enn nok med 4G, for alle andre bruker 5G.
Holde i lange baner. Gassovn i stedet for elektrisk er super, som du nevnte.
Mm-hmm. Og så prøv å ikke bruke mikrobølgeovnen lenger. Den trenger du ikke. Den kan du flytte fra kjøkkenet ditt.
Ja, den jeg også ferdig med. Og flytt deg litt lengre fra kilden der strålingen kommer fra.
Ja, så hvor lenger unna du er av disse tårnene og apparater og sånt, hvis du har soverom med en ruter på andre siden av hodet ditt, så er det kanskje lurt å snu sengen for eksempel, for å komme seg litt lenger unna. Alle disse små tingene hjelper.
Jeg ikke så god til å skru over på flymodus, men det er helt klart, og apropos fly, så var jeg over i USA nå nettopp, og jeg ser jo litt rar ut. Jeg har støttestrømper opp til knærne, og så har jeg et sånn EMF-skjerf rundt halsen, og så har jeg en EMF-lue med sølv inni som beskytter, og på toppen av det hele så har jeg denne bubbelen foran, hengende foran brystet, så folk ser jo litt rart, og når jeg setter på de røde brillene når det begynner å nærme seg kveld, og jeg har tenkt å legge meg og sove liksom når jeg skal overseas, så topper det hele, og ja, vi har litt morsomt for å si det sånn av dette.
Men Monica, det der står du støtt i, det vet jeg, for du tenker på disse tingene. Og så har vi da, hvis du vil gå enda et skritt lenger, er jo å gå over til hardwiring igjen. De ledningene ser kanskje ikke så pent ut, men da slipper du det trådløse nettverket i hele huset ditt. Og i stedet for å legge telefonen inntil øret når du snakker, så er det en mikrofon på telefonen som du kan holde den ganske langt unna deg, mens du allikevel kan føre en samtale.
Og bruk heller ikke AirPods. Ta den gammeldagse. Jeg har akkurat kjøpt meg en ny selv. Kostet ingenting. Jeg tror jeg betalte 40 eller 50 kroner for en sånn, et headset med ledning inn i telefonen.
Ja, og hvis du har hjemmekontor for eksempel, og du skal spise lunsj, det går an da også å skru av wifi eller sette mobilen din på flymodus. Ta de små pausene når du trenger det, og ikke minst gå ut og jorde deg innimellom. Få føttene ned på jorden. Det vil også motvirke mye av dette, den strålingen gjør med oss.
Dette har planter inne, synes jeg er så deilig. Så for det første er det jo fint, og så gir det enorm helsenytte. Så få masse planter inn, og prøv også å skru av wifi når du ikke bruker det.
Ja, da har dere en god del tips her som dere kan følge med på, og noe av det klarer dere kanskje å gjøre, kanskje ikke man orker alt, men man kan begynne på noen små ting.
Så til slutt så kan vi bare komme med en liten liste over hvor du finner disse non-native elektromagnetiske feltene i verden i dag, for de er overalt. Vi kan bare begynne med mobil, mikro, røntgenstråling, MR-maskiner, datamaskiner, babymonitorer, luftfartsradere, ja, jeg sa jeg skulle ta noen, altså radiosentre, trådløse apparater.
Ja, dere skjønner tegningen. Kablinger i bygninger, strømkabler, datamaskiner, fjernsyn, lysarmaturer, vegguttakene våre er også stråling fra.
Og de magnetiske feltene, apparater med motorer, hårfønere, elektriske tannbørster, vibrerende seksleketøy, biler, kraftledninger og defekte ledninger i bygninger.
Og så det disse skittene, enda mer av de, det dimmerbrytere, lysstoffrør og særlig defekte ledninger, få ting reparert og dårlig utformet eller dårlig administrert strømnett. Så jo dårligere forbindelse, jo verre det.
Nettopp, så når du drar på hytta og du vet at det dårlig strømdekning der, eller internettdekning der, så vit, ikke snakk så lenge telefon da, for du får enda mer stråling da. Ok, da tror jeg dere har skjønt tegninger, ja, og vi ønsker dere virkelig velkommen til Biohacking Weekend for å teste ut, men fremst av alt så ønsker vi at dere tar et bevisst valg i forhold til den strålingen du utsettes for og de tiltakene du faktisk kan gjøre.
Nemlig. Track it, hack it!
Vi minner om at dere må snakke med egen lege eller kostholdsveileder om dietter og andre spørsmål relatert til medisiner og supplementer. Informasjon med dele kan ikke bli brukt til å diagnostisere, behandle, forebygge eller kurere noen sykdommer eller tilstander.